Have you all here this morning?
Amen. Good morning and welcome to our picnic and baptism and fun day. And let's hope the sun, say a little prayer that the sun comes out.
Yes.
That would be great. All right, dates to remember: 9 a.m. Bible study, Mickey's room. Tuesday, 7 p.m. creating cards with Karen, Mickey's room.
Next.
Hang on.
Any more on that?
Well, if you want to do it this week, great. Otherwise, we'll wait till next week, because I thought a lot of people wanted to wait a week.
Oh,
if
so see
okay.
me.
If you're interested, see Karen. That way you can firm up the date.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to buy a new cricket machine, see me.
A new who machine?
New cricket machine.
Cricket machine?
Yeah.
That's what we use for cutting the cup.
Okay.
Those are
the
ones I stuck on.
Wednesday prayer is 6:30, followed by Bible study 7 to 8. Choir practice 6:30 to 8 on Thursdays. Additional baptism service, if needed, September the 6th. Do we have any other announcements? Come on.
Share fair is coming up. I didn't put the share fair in there. What's the date of the share fair?
October 10th.
October 10th. For those of you folks that said October 3rd, you'll be a week early. October 10th. It used to be the 3rd, but we were wrong. It's the 10th.
That's not fair.
Gail Jetty.
Okay. I did get a date. I think it's at the week of November 11th for the Women of Faith Conference in Hartford. Please see me. I already have people that are signing up, and we'll have a carpool, and we can come back each night, or you could stay over in Hartford.
What's the
interested
cost?
In Women of Faith? See Mrs. Jetty. Sign up. Do not let the $100 enrollment fee deter you.
Okay. Prayer request. Prayers for my sister Ruth and her husband. Oh no, somebody else, sorry. As they seek daycare. Oh, I guess it is. Yep, it is. I'm
your
sorry.
Sister.
It is my sister. And I heard daycare. It confused me. Didn't take much. Yes, okay. Prayers for Jay's grandson, Jeremiah, as they seek the right treatment. Baby Luke, Maya, all our children, grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all everybody that needs healing, doctors and nurses that treat them. Prayers for Alma and Charlie's apartment to become available. Mm-hmm. Continued prayers for Nathan, Riley, Ron Weston, Jay McCollum, Oren Merrill, Jack's brother Terry, baby Luke, Roger Kerboy, Franco, who's struggling in the hospital, the Reverend Bob Wellner as he battles cancer, for Maya, Priscilla Varney, Alma's sister. And do we have any other prayer requests?
I have one, Perry. Prayers for the Beauvert family. They lost their son about a month ago. He was middle-aged, and there's going to be a luncheon this Saturday in remembrance.
Okay, the Beauvert family, they lost their son. Okay, Charlie?
Continue prayers for my brother Patrick as he's facing triple bypass surgery. And a personal for me, they're finally going to give me an interview for a position to reach out to employers to help veterans get positions and just give me the wisdom and open the door, Lord, or slam it shut, whatever you want. So,
okay. Jim Glover?
June.
June? Oh, sorry.
June Glover.
June.
Kit.
George? For
She's
Kit?
Having a hard time breathing today.
Yep, for Kit.
For Kit. Yep. We have oxygen
inhale
if you need it.
Exhale. It's the pause in the middle.
Okay.
Maybe they keep telling me I have bad breath, so I'm afraid to exhale.
On the prayer side of life, we prayed for baby Luke for a long time. I got a phone call. And it was from his grandfather. And his grandfather called and said, make sure you tell your folks how much we appreciate the prayers. And we sent him $100 to help cover the cost of gas going back and forth for treatment. And the grandfather said that they were exceptionally thankful for our prayers and that the $100 helped out, that baby Luke's doing okay, that the leukemia seems to be gone. And he's in recovery.
Great.
It's one of those things where prayers are, I keep telling you, prayers are powerful, but people appreciate them. People appreciate them. Oren's in the hospital, and Oren and I, but we text message because Oren's voice doesn't work. It looks like they may have to take his voice box out. And they'll hook him up with a new piece of technology that he'll be able to talk with. But the process of being sick, and folks go through this walk all the time, whether it's cancer or seizures. I know you've got seizures, Karen has seizures. You go through a process of going to the doctor and going for tests and going for a variety of things, and it wears you down. It's like water on a rock. After time, it wears you down. And so the constant prayer support and trying to build people's faith up so that they reach back down and grab onto the Lord. And grab on, I said to Oren yesterday, grab a Bible. Grab a Bible, go to Psalms, read the promises. Flip on your, he's got internet access. Flip on the internet, go to Joel Osteen, bring old Joel Osteen's side up. Bring Franklin Graham's side up. Feed yourself with positive information that's Christian-based, that's God's word, and it'll restore you not only mentally, but it'll help to heal you physically. So, so that's just some feedback on baby Luke.
We had a birthday yesterday, I think.
No way.
Yeah, I think Alma had a birthday. Oh, Friday. I'm sorry. Friday. Thursday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Alma. Happy birthday to you.
Kaden
had a birthday,
Kaden
too.
Kaden?
Kaden?
The
21st? How old are you, Kaden?
12.
No
wow.
way.
Oh, wow. Kaden.
You had a birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kaden. Happy birthday to you.
And Charlie. We had Charlie.
One more round.
Yesterday. Happy birthday
to you.
Charlie.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Charlie. Happy birthday to you.
Any
time, George.
Do we get Tuesday next week?
That's yours?
Hers is Tuesday. I don't even know when it is. Jackie.
We'll do it next week.
We'll do it next week?
All right. We like to be belated. We're
not
belated
only that,
people.
If they don't show up, you miss.
So you got to come.
We want to get your incentive. Anything to get you
back.
There you go.
That's the only reason George and I are hanging on, because April's coming.
April's coming.
April 1st?
No, that's my son's birthday.
Is it?
It is.
All right, well, if you're able, please stand for the call to worship then.
Good morning and welcome. It's good to have you all gathered here together in this glorious cathedral that God has made. And we are truly blessed today. All of our baptismal candidates are here. All of them. We've got two folks that are on a on-call basis and work weekends. So if in the middle of the service Lisa raises her hand, she and I are immediately moving to baptism, because she's not getting out of here unless she's baptized. So that's that. Our call to worship is 762. It's Jesus on Baptism, 762. Comes from Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. 762. Anybody all set? We're going to read this in unison. Charlie, that means together.
Okay.
Jesus on Baptism. Reading, then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." Amen. And surely I am with you always. Just not on the good days, but every day. Y'all can stay standing and sing with the gospel group. They're going to sing "Down to the River and Pray," or you can be seated and sing with the gospel group. This is an option depending on your knees and leg condition. And you guys are up.
As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, where the starry crown could lower, show me the way. Oh, sister, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sister, let's go down, down to the river to pray. Went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way. Show where the starry crown could lower, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, brothers, let's go down, down to the river to pray. I went down to the river to pray, studying about that glory. You know where the starry mountain lowers, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
Fun?
Yeah. Amen. I want to go down to the river and pray.
We didn't have a river. We got a pond.
There's a river that
Join with me in prayer. Father, we gather together. We gather together, Lord, to sing and to praise and to share in the beauty that you've created. We come together for fellowship. We come together to honor you, Lord. We come today with folks that know the difference between being a spectator and being a participator. They, Lord, are following your scriptures. They're coming forward, Lord, to publicly show their commitment to you, to walk in the water, to come out in the water the way that Jesus walked in the water, to be taken and dipped down and have the old life go away and the new life lifted up, to be washed, Lord, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, to be cleansed, Lord, the only way that you can cleanse them, Lord. For the water's just symbolic, but your love and your word, Lord, cleanses us all from top to bottom.
Amen.
As we prepare, Lord, for worship, as we prepare to be fully involved and fully participating in this service and each day of our lives, we gather together in the prayer that your son Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
You turn to 553 in your hymnal. Paul prays for new Christians. 553. This is one of the scriptures I'm going to use during the service. It comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. This verse is a good verse for daily life, not just for baptism ceremonies or for a special occasion. This is an occasion of each day. And it's an occasion that when you're having a bad day, is good to read. When you're having a good day and you feel really blessed, it's good to read. This is just a piece of scripture that Paul sends out that's good for you no matter what your circumstance in life is. This tells you what the day should be like. So we're going to read this in unison. Again, Charlie, that means all together. Reading, may the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when the Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. Amen.
Amen.
As you never know when the day's going to come. We talk about being thankful for birthdays. When you get to be my age, you're thankful every day that your feet hit the floor.
Amen.
You get your feet hit the floor, you stand up, and you're ready to go do God's work. Because anything else is immaterial. You know, a lot of you folks work a lot of different jobs. I know Steve goes out every day and takes big trees and turns them into little pieces. And other folks go out and they work at a variety of different jobs. And it could be in a machine shop, could be working on construction. And that seems like the most important thing of the day. The most important thing of the day is what God tells you to do while you're there. God tells you who to talk to and who to help. Now, Lisa spends a lot of time on the road with folks that are looking for that help. They're not just looking for the help that she brings with the IV. She's looking for the help that she brings with her attitude, with the love of the Lord and sharing of the Spirit. Because that healing lasts for eternity. So we're going to have some special music. And let's see, 687, Shall We Gather at the River. Now, Charlie, you want to sing the main section and we're going to sing chorus? Charlie and the gospel group are going to sing the main section and then we're all going to sing the chorus. And it's 687.
The Kit Trio plus one.
Yeah. That's it.
Shall we gather at the river where bright angel feet have trod, with its caressful tide forever flowing by the throne of God. Everybody!
Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God.
Ere we reach the shining river, lay we every burden down. Grace our spirits will deliver and provide a robe and a crown. Come on!
Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God.
Come on! Soon we'll reach the dying river. Soon our pilgrimage will cease. Soon our happy hearts will quiver with the melody of peace. Come on!
Yes, we'll gather at the river. The beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God.
Amen. Praise God.
You can applaud. It's okay. Yay. Our ushers are going to come forward and receive the morning offering. As they come forward, Sandy's going to do our anthem. It's called The Promised Land. It was a song that her dad wrote. So we're going to be blessed with that for an anthem. And ushers will come forward and we'll encourage you to share from your abundance. And I made Sandy come up here and sing so we y'all could see her. She wanted to sing from her chair.
Like, I'm so skinny, you can't see me.
I just wanted that purple radiance.
No, that's me, Sandy.
We like to look at you, Sandy.
Yes,
oh,
we do.
God.
Please.
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 Flattery gets you everywhere.
I wonder what it would be like to leave this earth below, to go above with Jesus and see his halo glow. I wonder, or call me by my name, or will he just ignore me and let me die in vain? For Satan has a dungeon that's filled with fire and sword, but we will never feel it if we trust in our Lord. So follow Jesus every day. That's part of God's great plan. Our passport to heaven, the promised land.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Father, we come today as every Sunday. But today, Lord, it's hard not to see how abundantly blessed we are. We see the gifts that you've given us, the lake that's in front of us, the trees that are around us, the cool air that blows in, Lord, and all the like-minded folks gathered here today to follow in your footsteps, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to return to you a small portion of what you've given to us. For, Father, you bless us immensely each day. You give us the gift of love. You give us the gift of opportunity. You give us the gift of carrying us, Lord, when we're too tired to carry ourselves. We thank you and praise you, Lord, for all these gifts. And now, Father, we ask you take these gifts, that you multiply, magnify, utilize them in your service. Help us, Lord, to step beyond our comfort level. Help us to see a new vision that you've given us. Help us to expand our outreach ministry so that none, Father, that we come in contact with, none that hear the podcast, none that hear the songs, none that see our walk are left behind. Lord, we want them all gathered together in your army. We want them all to go home and be with you. We want no one left behind. We lift these up to you, Father, through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. Y'all may be seated. All the children, come on up front. Big kids, little kids, 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 kids. Y'all come.
Yeah, right there.
Right next to
the couch.
No, I told you there wasn't one?
Yeah, just
did.
Wing it.
I can do this.
We're going to talk about baptism.
Okay.
It's a beautiful thing. You want to baptize me?
Come on now.
You need props, Karen?
You need props? I like it when we're not playing.
Is this?
That's water. That's water. If you spit it in, it's yours.
Nice to fool Mrs. Kimmy.
Hello,
that's Mother.
Anything else happen? Did anybody change their hair color?
No.
How about everybody say something? Say how.
Huh.
No voices change. Everything. Look at each other. Do you look any different?
No. Well, we're clean.
Amen.
Is they're going to be wet, maybe clean. But that's all that's going to be different on the outside to look at. Mm-hmm. The thing is, on the inside, you're going to feel different. You're doing this because you want everybody to know that
you got that right.
You want everybody to see that you believe in Jesus, that Jesus wants you with your sins, and that you're good to go now, and you want to tell other people. Mm-hmm. This is like your evidence. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, how many of you have ever snuck a piece of chocolate without anybody telling you? And all of a sudden, mom or somebody walks around and says, you got into the chocolate, and you say, how do you know? Evidence right there, right? When you come up out of that water, it's kind of like having
right after
the evidence. It's because you have said, I want Jesus inside me, and I want everybody to know. Because when I go in that water and I come out, I want everybody to be able to see. The only difference is, I'm wet, and I'm going to keep on walking for Jesus, and I want everybody to know that. Amen? Okay, let's close our eyes and pray. Jesus, I thank you that we can be outside here, that we can get baptized whenever we want to. We can go in that water and come in one way and come back out the same way, except for wet and clean. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you wash away our sins, and that we can share that news with everybody. In your name I pray.
Amen.
Now, before they leave, come here. Karen needs an extra round of applause because I told her she wasn't doing a children's service.
Chocolate.
I just like to clean people's arteries out every once in a while. It's good. Okay, we're going to continue service with our hymn of preparation, 542, Near to the Heart of God, 542.
There is a place of wide rest near to the heart of God, a place where all can have rest near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Oh, Jesus,
together, and we ask, Lord, that you come and you put your hands on each person's shoulder, that you surround us with angels, that you lift us up, that you open our hearts and minds to new possibilities. Father, we lift up all the folks on our prayer list. We lift up all those folks that are seeking job changes. We lift up Ed and Charlie and Laura. We lift up any other folks that are out there looking for jobs. We pray for healing for all the folks that need healing. Folks that we lifted up, we lift up Jay's grandson, Jeremiah. We lift up baby Luke and Maya. We lift up Nate and Riley and Ron Westham. We lift up Jay as he continues to heal. We pray for Oren as he battles cancer, and for Jack's brother, Terry, for Roger Kerboy and Franco, for Bob Wellner. We ask prayers for Maya and her family. We lift up Priscilla Varney, Alma's sister. We lift up all the prayer concerns that were voiced, Lord, for folks that have lost people and have gone home. We ask, Lord, that you bless us this day and every day, and you bless all those that have needs, that you walk with our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, that you be with the doctors and nurses that treat everybody. We lift up folks that are awaiting test results, folks like Elaine and other people that have taken tests that are awaiting the results. We pray for all our folks that have seizures, Lord, that you would lay your hands on them right now, Lord, that you would put your hands on those folks and heal them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Amen. That they would feel your healing power, that their chemical imbalances or whatever charge causes those seizures would go away. Amen. And Father, we add our own individual prayers right now, not in order, but as in prayer request needs. If you have a prayer request, I'm going to take a break for a minute, and we're going to let God hear your voice.
Together as brothers and sisters, and praise you.
I too thank you for this baptism day. Five new souls will be joining your army, as Gary puts it. We just thank you for the opportunity to come here and you openly and freely outdoors. We just thank you for so many blessings that you've given us.
Thank you for my church family, Lord, and help me lose weight. Thank you.
Father, in the breeze, we feel your touch. We hear your voice and the laughter in the distance. We hear your voice and the birds that move. We see you, Lord, in the flowers that bloom and the green grass, Lord, and the clean air. We are blessed and blessed mightily. We come now and we lift up all our prayers, spoken and unspoken, knowing, Lord, that you like a father, like all fathers and grandfathers and grandmothers and parents, are grateful to hear our children, even when things aren't quite right. Even when the children feel bad or the parents feel bad, real parents, like our God in heaven, welcome their children home. Mm-hmm. Welcome them homes with open arms, just like the prodigal son who had given away all his inheritance, who had lived a life where things weren't going well, came back home, and the father didn't say, "I told you so." The father said, "Welcome home." Amen. Welcome home. And our Father welcomes us today and every day, and we are so blessed because I know, Lord, that I can't get there by my acts, that I can't get there, that the only thing that gets me home and gets me back in sync with God and gets me home into heaven is faith. Faith in the God that loves me in spite of myself. So now, Father, we lift up all our prayer requests to you for your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hear our prayer, Lord. Hear our prayer, Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen.
In the bulletin, I use a quote from Max Lucado. Says, baptism separates the tire kickers from the car briars. Baptism is faith and action. The act of baptism, being immersed in the water to receive salvation, is a very important step. In Matthew 3, verses 13 to 17, Jesus comes out and comes through the wilderness. And out in the middle of the wilderness is this crazy man. He's a man named John. He's Jesus' cousin. And he stays in the wilderness. And John, his long flowing hair and his beard is unkempt. And he's dressed in camel skins. And he preaches a fiery message of salvation. And the people come. The people come. When you read the scripture, not only do the common folks come, but the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all the smart people of that time come. Because John preaches a message of truth. He preaches God loves you, that there's a home in heaven for you, that you need to publicly come forward, repent, be baptized, and shape up. And Jesus comes, and he comes down, and John sees him. John sees him coming, and John knows that from the time he was born, that his job was to prepare the path. He was the guy doing the groundwork. He was the setup crew. His job was to prepare him, and he sees Jesus coming, and he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And Jesus says to him, "I come to be baptized." And John says, "No, I don't need to baptize. You're God's son." And Jesus says, "I come so that the ordinance of the church, that the prophecy is going to be fulfilled." And Jesus walks down into the water and is baptized. You know, there's a lot of symbolism in life. A wedding ring is a symbol that we're married. Military uniforms indicate that you're in the military. You know, folks will wear stuff, you know, some of you folks wear Red Sox hats and that kind of stuff to symbolize things that you root for. Baptism is more than a symbol. Baptism is a public act that says, "I have decided to publicly follow Jesus.
Amen.
I am publicly going to come forward." And I do baptisms and I rebaptize people. I've got, you know, some folks here today that just got married and they're starting over their life together. And even though they might have been baptized before, they're coming today because now's the day. Now's the day to publicly declare that this is my walk. This is my walk for me for the rest of my life. This is my walk that together we're going to walk. We got other folks that are coming that are first timers. Haven't been baptized by immersion before, may never have been baptized. They're coming in because it's time to stand up. You know, folks will use an expression, you need to stand up and be crowded. There's a song that says, if you don't, you need to stand for something, or you'll stand, you don't really stand for anything, you'll fall for anything. You know, folks that gather here, it took you a little bit of effort to come here. It took you a little bit of effort to come here, and it looked like it was going to rain. I had folks that text me and said, are we going to go because it's going to rain? I text them back and I said, we're going to get wet anyway. It's okay. And most of you folks know me well enough to know that I'm career Army. And in the Army, there was a saying that said, and if ain't raining, we ain't training. Yeah. And so this is just a day to optimize the potential. Not only that, for those of you that come late, now I encourage you to always come early because miracles occur. When you come early, you get to see the miracle of the tent. This does not look like much of an engineering project, but some of the best minds in our church work together to turn this from a tent that started out this big into a tent that now is this big. And Tom and I witnessed it. We were going to help, but we knew that we'd get hurt if we went over to help. So we worked with other things. The Bible is full of baptism examples. In Galatians 3:27, it says, we are saved, we are spiritually baptized into Christ and in his body. In Ephesians and Hebrews, the synopsis says, baptism in water is an outward representation of these inward realities. Yep. It's a biblical rebirth and cleansing. In Romans 6:4, it says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like Christ was raised up from death by the glory of the Father, even though we should walk in a newness of life. We were up front and they're talking, and Karen was doing her children's sermon that was excellent. I knew that she would do an excellent job without any preparation at all. And Kit says, we were talking about how to some folks it looks like you're just wet. But I baptized Kit. And took it a while to decide that he was going to come up and do the baptism and be immersed. And you can tell him what you said when you came out of the water. Did you feel different?
Totally different.
You know,
it was as if my soul had been freed.
Amen.
You know? In Mark 16:16, it says, he that believeth and baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
Shall be saved. And Acts 8:26-40 is one of my favorite baptismal stories in the Bible, and we used it just a few weeks ago. It's the story of Philip.
Oh, yeah.
And Philip is being a good apostle. Philip is studying God's word and doing work, and God comes along and picks him up and takes him away. And down by the river is this chariot, and there's a eunuch that's in the chariot. And the eunuch is reading scripture, and the eunuch wanted to find God, but he couldn't go to the temple because he wasn't clean. He was a eunuch. And he had scripture. So first of all, Peter's, you know, if you can imagine sitting here, Sandy, and God just picks you up now, and all of a sudden you're in Texas or someplace, and God lands you down next to the thing, and there's a thing of water, and there's some big, tall Texan over there that you've never seen, and God says, y'all go over and talk to him, because God talks with a southern accent like that. And
I knew I liked him for a reason.
But Philip goes over and he talks to he runs alongside the chariot. So he's running alongside and the eunuch's reading the scripture. And Philip says to him, do you understand what you're reading? And the eunuch says, how can I understand unless somebody explains it to me? And if you think about that, that's pretty profound, because little children and your neighbors and folks that are sick, I'll visit hospitals a lot of time, and you know that I'm shy. I visit with the people that I'm supposed to visit with and anybody else that happens to be in the immediate area. The immediate area might be the whole floor. And as I walk through, I'll talk to people and I'll pray over them, and they'll ask me questions along the way. And God gives you the gift of being able to explain to them. And that's what the eunuch wanted. He wanted to be explained. And he was reading a chapter about being baptized. And he says to Philip, if baptism is an act that I should do, what stops me from being baptized? There's water. And Philip didn't give him a long speech about it. He needed classes.
Right.
Philip didn't say, well, you come to church for a week or two and we'll study you up before we baptize you.
No.
Philip says, come on. There's water. Come on.
If you believe.
If you believe. And I'm going to walk out in the water in a little bit. I'm going to walk out in the water and I'm going to issue the call. And we're going to baptize the folks that have made the commitment. I'm going to baptize folks that have just decided.
Amen.
If you come out in the water and you say, Pastor, I want to be baptized. I want to be rebaptized. God has spoken to me. Joel and I are going to ask you some simple questions. We're going to ask you if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Everybody can say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Do you believe that Jesus walked this earth and role modeled for us, that he died and that he's home in heaven preparing a place for us?
Amen.
And then we're going to say, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And these folks are going to bend their knees a little bit and we're going to rock them back in the water. And when they come back up, when they come back out, they're going to be more than wet.
Amen.
Amen.
They're going to be more than they ever thought they could be. They're going to have a new vision and a new walk and a new smile and a new demeanor because they're not only refreshed, but they're refreshed from the inside out.
Right.
In John 14, verse 15, Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Yeah. Baptism's pretty simple. Especially down here in the flatlands. Up in the hills where I grew up, we did go baptize at the river. We went down the river below my mom's house. There's a place called Cold River. Right now it's August. You walk in that water right now and your feet turn bright red. Baptism up there takes an act of faith and a lot of courage. Because they know that what's waiting for them is neither warm or friendly. But they walk into the water. They walk into the water and people sing, let's all gather at the river. People sing Amazing Grace. People sing a variety of different things. And they walk in that water, and as my brother Roy says, they are changed. They are changed. Not just because the water's 32 degrees or colder. But they are changed, and they come up out of the water like a rocket because it's cold. But they come up out of the water, and they are renewed.
They're refreshed.
And they are refreshed. The group's going to play I'll Fly Away. And it should be sung with enthusiasm. It's one of the most lively spiritual songs that there is. And Joel and I are going to walk out into the water. And then my folks that want to be baptized are going to line up alphabetical by height. Jeannie's going to be in charge of that. And the deacons are going to come down front. And I'd like the deacons to pray with all the folks that are coming in. If you want to be rebaptized and you haven't talked to anybody, if you want to be baptized for the first time, today is the day. This truly is the day that the Lord has made. We are blessed and blessed mightily. This is the day for you to come. You may not have another one. Today could be your last day. But this is the day.
Pastor, you said that John saw Jesus afar off, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God.
Yep.
The next part of the verse is, who taketh away the sins of the world. So that's that internal
right.
reality, and this yep. is just an expression of the outside.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's it. This is the opportunity for you to be renewed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people work hard. They go to the gym. They spend money on supplements. They eat healthy. They eat all kinds of different things. They pray that we're going to lose weight. We want to be stronger and faster and better. Mm-hmm. You know, some of you folks are old enough like me, so you remember the bionic man and the bionic woman. I'm going to make you better than bionic today. I'm going to make you renewed. You're going to be stronger and faster. You're going to be healed from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. You're going to be a new creation. and that starts now.
Bless it.
I know.
He's gonna have to go deep. He wants to get me on.
I'll hold the camera.
Here we are at the beach on Lake Scioggia as Pastor makes his way out to the deep end. We have a beautiful beach, overcast day, nice breeze, and we have our deacon and pastor, the first two recipients of baptism by immersion. The congregation gathers at the beach edge, gathers at the river of Lake Scioggia as we're singing I'll Fly Away in the background. Sense of anticipation.
Fly away.
Almost like Kentucky. All right, and now it's his turn. Now for the husband. Should have brought that up.
What?
You get good shots?
This is a fake.
Huh?
Amen.
Man. Number three, going for number four. Mother and son. Under the water, he's coming up. All right, Lisa and Keller. That number six. Amen.
You heard that voice, and you feel the call, and you'd like to come forward.
He's giving his money over.
Now would be the time.
Come on, right, brother.
Oh.
All right.
Holy smokes! Okay, now we're doing husband and wife team number 7 and 8. Oh. Are you taking video too?
No.
Hit the beach, Marine.
Hey, Matt. Bad boys calling. Now would be the time.
Yep. Still use cartridges.
Now would be the time.
This
is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Semper Fi. Yeah.
All right, let's gather around in a circle. Come on.
Charlie, help warm them up.
Pull it!
All right, form on up into a big old circle. Form them up there, Merle.
All right, let's fall in.
Will my circle be unbroken? Grab the hand.
For you, for you civilians, that's the round thing.
Okay, need some hand holders down here.
This Hoorah. Is from the square.
Somebody hold that dog's paw.
Here comes Terry. I see Terry coming.
Yeah, she'll hold the paw.
Father, we are so blessed to have the honor of serving you. We thank you, Father, for this day and each day that we have the opportunity to come forward. We thank you, Father, so much for all those that have stepped forward, that have followed your footsteps, Lord, that have been baptized and are now washed anew, Lord, from the inside out. We ask, Lord, that you bless us and bless us mightily as we continue worship over food and fellowship. We pray, Lord, that folks will stay and enjoy the day, that the music will continue to roll as we sing words of praise to you, Lord, throughout the day. Lift us up, Lord. Increase our ranks. Help this little detachment to continue to grow. Help us to be high-speed, low-drag, Teflon-coated, high-intensity warriors that look for the opportunity to go, Lord, where we need to go. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.
Hug the person next to you.
Amen. Prickly.
Wonderful. Praise God.
Eight more, bro.
Eight more.
One of the best ones we've done.
It was. It was. It was
wonderful. It was a beautiful thing. Thank you, sir.
All right. I'll go get the rest of my watch.
Come on, you can change it.